following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Bang Radio.
Bang! Bang! Bang!
Gobble gobble on this, man.
Do the bang thing. Do the bang thing.
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
Hey, Browns. Mike Polk, season ticket holder. You are wasting valuable space on our majestic shoreline, and what do we get out of it from you? 10 miserable games a year, including 2 preseason games that I have to pay for, and 1 shitty Kenny Chesney concert.
Where does Tom Brady rank on your all-time list, Greg?
Well, he's awfully hot.
I think Troyton's a queer.
Hello.
13-year NFL vet, Super Bowl participant, 6-time Pro Bowler, Donovan McNabb.
I've been just going home.
Bacon. You know, brothers. You know I'm bacon.
I got
you know
I love bacon.
You're going to love this. Bacon.
As a white man, I have to take a stand. I remain outraged.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
I'm gonna whip my ding ding out.
And now, here's John and Tom.
The Bengals' perfect record comes down to this play, 4th and 6 at the Houston 33-yard line. Shotgun snap to Dalton. He throws. It's caught by Green. It's a first down at the Texans 23 near the numerals. Oh, now the ball is loose. The Texans say they've got it, and they do.
Wow.
And the celebration begins for the Houston Texans. They beat the Bengals twice in the playoffs, ending their seasons in 2011 and 2012. And they end the Bengals' perfect start tonight. Final score 10-6.
Oh, poor Cincinnati.
Poor I got Cincinnati. A Bengal fan in my office. Now, see, I'm 600 miles away from Cincinnati, but I got a Bengal fan in the office. And every week I say to her, you know, it's hard to go 8-0. It's hard to go 9-0.
And I was right this time.
That's a classic case of just looking past a team that you penciled off as a win. They're looking at the Cardinals, and they're thinking, well, we got a big game coming up against Arizona, and oops.
Right.
Right. They were flat.
Let's see here. Well, the Patriots are still undefeated.
Of course the Patriots are still undefeated, even though the Giants made it look like they actually gave them a run for their money. They weren't. They were just being toyed with, like a mouse toys with something that he's ready to kill.
Is that right?
And, you know, as a Redskins fan last week coming off the massive destruction of the New Orleans Saints, watching the Cowboys go down the last second, watching the Eagles go down the way they did, watching the Giants go down like that, I'm watching television in the second game rooting for Tom Brady. I felt so frickin' dirty. But... The Giants.
You know what's funny is on Monday, you know, I mean, Dallas had that 10-6 game. I come in Monday, and a Bengals fan says to me. A Bengals fan says to me, what a lousy 10-6 football game you guys had. And then they turn around and lose by the same score Monday night.
Ah, so I hope you saw that person on Tuesday.
I didn't even say anything. I just walked by him and grinned.
You know, I picked up my phone to text some smart aleck comment to you when the fumble happened in the end zone at the end of the Cowboys game. But then I thought, nah, he'll probably throw the phone out the door.
Oh, God. It's like, it's just, again, once again, they invent new ways to win. Anyway, I don't want to get into all that.
Right.
I did want to mention, you know, I said the Patriots are still undefeated. That game with the Giants, it had everything. Just listen to Bill Belichick.
That was quite a game. There were so many elements to it, back and forth, offense, defense, special teams, turnovers, big plays, penalties. I mean, there were just a whole lot of things.
It had everything, Tom. It had everything. It had special teams. It had offense. If you like mustard with your offense, this is the one to get feeling hot dogs with your offense, I think is what it was. It had popcorn, Tom. It had a big top. It had circuses. It had clowns. It had the whole nine yards. We had trapeze artists in the halftime. It was amazing. We used a human cannonball to throw a touchdown.
Oh, man.
I could just see Bill Belichick's idea of what had everything. It did, too. I mean, it did. It was a great game.
It did.
But, it had it all, Tom. We're going to have a space launch next week in the middle of the second quarter. Bring the kids.
Oh, he's too funny.
You think he knows it? I think he knows it.
Yeah.
Goddamn right, I know it. You're I'm telling you what, I'm one of the funniest guys you've ever seen. Hey,
oh, I
chicken cross the fucking road.
Come on, listen to that clip.
That was quite a game. You know, there were so many elements to it, back and forth, offense, defense, special teams, turnovers, big plays, you know, penalties. I mean, there were just a whole lot of things.
I think it's everything he can do to keep from laughing.
I think so. I think he just runs down a laundry list of his head of what he thinks everything that can be in a football game.
That's exactly it. He said, as always, he said absolutely nothing.
And said everything all at the same time.
Just a bunch of football terms. That's all he did.
Back and forth. It had a line of scrimmage. You should have seen it. It was amazing.
All right. Well, I'm Tom. He's John. It's Bang Radio Hour number 265. Are we ever going to get another intro from Reevesy or an update from Tillyard?
No, we haven't heard from Tillyard. I mean, you know, these British guys, man, they go all falling down around themselves about everything that's going on over there, and they forget. I know how it is. I see how it is.
Yeah.
They're mad at the colonists again, you know. We have such gutter accents.
All right. Coming up, Brett Favre from a tree stand. ISIS sucks. We've got a new radio rant. Cam Newton needs to stop his pelvic thrust. There's a 9-year-old girl watching. God.
You know, I tell you what.
Yep.
I've got something to say about this.
All right. And down goes Rousey. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
She got the shit knocked out of her.
The world stopped Saturday night.
Snot knocked out of her.
Yeah, she did. So did Peyton Manning. He got the snot knocked out of him. They were playing the Chiefs, you know, the Broncos and the Chiefs. And, of course, Manning, he comes into the game. He only needs 3 yards to break Brett Favre's passing record, which he did that in the first quarter, obviously. Man, 71,838 yards was the record.
That's amazing. It really is amazing. And I hate to take anything away from him. I mean, we've been hearing his eulogy all damn week on the radio.
I just hate to see his career sway.
Oh.
Whatever.
I didn't know it was over. I think he's hurt. That's the problem. The guy's obviously hurt. But what's really amazing, he comes into the game. He only needs 3 yards to break the record.
Yeah, I remember because last week he could have had it and he threw an interception.
Right. So needing 3 yards coming into the game, plays the game, and afterwards he's broke the record, but he's only 32 yards past the record. 35 yards and 4 interceptions.
Woo.
5 out of 20. Oh my God.
Dude, the worst one was when Ronnie Hill wheel route and was flying up the sidelines and had at least 2.5-3 steps on the linebacker trying to cover him, and Manning missed him by 15 yards inside. Oh, my God. It was just, I don't know where he was throwing it, and neither did Hillman, because he threw up his hands like he was disgusted, and it was soon after that that we saw the debut of Brock Osweiler.
Oh, my God.
And I'll tell you what, I think Manning's done, and the reason I'll tell you why is because I've had a partial tear in the plantar fascia, and it just takes a long time to get. He's not coming back this year. Side to side, especially backpedaling, it's freaking painful.
Man.
I don't think he's coming back. I think he's done, and I think that they probably let him play 2 games longer than he probably should have, just so that he could break that frickin' record.
Well, he did break it, and Brett Favre sent out a congratulations video to him, and Brett Favre is doing this. He's hunting. And I mean, literally, he's in the middle of hunting. He's in a tree stand when he puts out this.
He's taking a selfie.
Yeah. He puts out this.
Peyton, I'm in a tree stand. Yeah, you've interrupted me again. Anyway. Man, I'm very happy for you. Congrats. But now you have to take them all away. Good luck, man. You're the best.
He's got the gear on. You know, he's got all his camo on. And oh, my God, I couldn't believe it.
I'm not even going to bother with the whole word. Just congrats. There you go. You're on your way, youngin'.
Peyton, I'm in a tree stand. Yeah. You've interrupted me again. Anyway, man, I'm very happy for you. Congrats.
We haven't talked to him for so long. Let's call Brett Favre.
All right, all right.
He's probably still in the damn tree stand.
Hello?
Hey, Brett Favre, John and Tom from the Bang Radio Hour, man. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Listen. I'm out turkey hunting, you know. I'm out to get some Thanksgiving dinner, so.
Oh, you're
just hanging on for a second.
Oh, you're hunting again?
Yeah. I'm always hunting, boy. What the hell you think I'm going to do? I'm retired. I'm damn straight. I ain't buying nothing in the goddamn supermarket. I ain't going down Safeway to buy no meat. I'm going to get it from my tree stand here. Look, I'm trying to get me some Thanksgiving dinner, and I think there's one coming.
Just fish and hunt, huh?
Yeah, pretty much, pretty much. Anyway.
All right, well, I'll try to keep this short. You know, we saw you you put out the video, and you were hunting
right
then to congratulate Peyton Manning.
I didn't congratulate nobody. I congratulated.
Well, I just wondered what how you felt. I mean, Manning just continues to break all of your records.
Well, I mean, I'm just all happy for him for breaking one of my records or something. Which one was it this time?
The yardage record.
Yardage, which one? The backwards one or the forwards one? Because I got both of them, you know.
The forwards one, yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, see, that's a good one to break. Right? Oh, wait. Hang on.
Okay.
There come one.
Right. I thought he wanted us to be quiet.
Shut up. I done left my turkey call back down in the truck. Hold up.
Oh.
Oh, God dang it. That one got intercepted.
Wait, what do you mean it got intercepted? What?
Well, I shot for the turkey, but it looks like I got something else. I don't know, maybe a raccoon or something like that. It might be a rock. I don't know. I can't see so dang good no more. Anyway, you go on ahead and tell Peyton that way to go for breaking one of my records before his foot done quit on him. Hey, listen, if he wants my advice, get on that Vicodin, boy. That's just some fun. You'll be playing in no time.
All right, good luck, Brett.
Hang on. There's a big old fat one down there. Hang on.
Oh.
Oh, God dang it. That's my dang truck. Look, boys, I got to get.
Oh, go. Yeah. All right. Good luck, Brett. Bye-bye. Jeez, Johnny's guy. You know what? He don't care. He's just having a good old time.
I think he went out to the Dick Cheney School of Hunting. What the? I wouldn't want to be anywhere near him when he's hunting.
Right.
I've seen him throw the ball, right? I know I shouldn't have done shot back across the middle of the field like that. It always gets hit. Oh, well.
All right. Yeah, I mean, hey, Favre, you know, he's a real American.
Hey, is he still coaching high school football?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
See, he's hunting. ESPN and NFL Network, they don't care anymore. They don't show us anything anymore. Once they're done, they ring him out.
He's just a good old American. You know, he's Wrangler tough, John.
And it's because it's got the U-shape in there, Tom. It's got the U-shape to cup your balls and your butt just right.
Man, makes you proud to be an American.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today.
I'm gonna keep going.
There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the U.S.
Testify, John. Testify!
Oh, I'm telling you there, boy. It just brings a tear to my eye. Hey, how to become a country superstar for the rest of your life. Write one song about the goddamn American God.
Boy, he did, didn't he? He wrote a hit song that is forever, I think. And, you know, of course, you know he played that before the Redskins game.
Yeah, he was on the field. He sang that before the Redskins game. Which I guess was nice and all. But then they brought him up in the booth to call a play.
Well, yeah. I mean, all the games, you know, they were paying respects, you know, to the losses in France with moments of silence. And, of course, he sang at your game. And then, yeah, like you said, he got into the booth.
Right.
And what was this? Was this Matt Jones that scored on this play?
This was Matt Jones' 78-yard screen pass touchdown. All right. And when he was calling it, well, every time they bring in a guest, it seems to happen that we get a touchdown.
They should have guests all the time, right?
No shit. We should be getting whoever the hell's playing in town that week to come down and call a play.
Well, it needs to be somebody better than Lee Greenwood.
Okay, once again, Cousins up under the center. Getting ready for the snap. Here he goes. Fake to the running back. Short toss off to 31. Run around the right-hand side. He's got open ground. He's running. He's got more room. It's the space. I think we're going to have it. Yeah, he's 10, 5-10, goal, touchdown.
Whoa, goal.
5-10, goal, 5-10. He goes 20-10, 5-10, goal, touchdown.
This is how Kirk Cousins had such a good game, dude. We made the field go backwards so that we could score practically anywhere we wanted. 50, 40, 30, touchdown. Goal, touchdown. Goal, touchdown is double the points, I think.
God, what awesome!
Goal!
Jeez.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, we got Lee Greenwood to call a play, which was just as good as Larry Michael, our usual guy, calling a play.
Right.
To be quite honest with you. Every time I see Larry Michael, all right, I can't help it. Certain people give me certain thoughts that I can't get rid of in my head. And when I see Larry Michael, the only thing that runs through my head is, Jesus, I bet this dude can really stink up a men's room.
Mm.
Yeah. You'd have to see him.
Well, the Green Bay Packers had a moment of silence at their game. And
was it after the game, after they lost? Or
no,
to the Lions for the first time since George Bush Sr. was president?
No, this was, they did the moment. I know, they did a moment of silence at every game before the game started. But a couple of the games around the league, you know, we talked about it before, Taoism. Some people are just assholes and there's nothing you can do about it.
Absolutely.
You know, it's called a moment of silence. Come on, man. This is and I really did not expect this in Green Bay. Well, maybe I did expect it in Green Bay. Now that I think about it,
you can find it anywhere. I mean, let's face it. All it takes is one jack off. That's all really it takes. So, yep. And that really tells you how much everybody else respected it, that you can hear one jack off in a stadium full of 70,000 people.
Well, in this particular clip, you'll hear four jack offs.
At this time, please stand. Join in the moment of silence for the victims, their families, and loved ones. Thank you.
Who the hell said shut up?
Okay, so you got the first guy stands up and yells, Muslims suck. You hear him, and then you hear two separate people back to back say, go, Pack, go. And then you hear somebody say, show some respect. And then you just hear this guy go, shut up.
Go there, Favre there.
And then you hear the announcer go, thank you.
Yeah, I like the guy that yells out to show some respect by keeping silent. I don't know, that's kind
of right. So, yeah, I know some of them are demo. Here, I'm going to play it one more time.
At this time, please stand. Join in a moment of silent reflection for the victims, their families, and loved ones.
Jesus. That guy's my favorite. He's all fed up. Just shut up.
Yep.
Shut up. And you know, dude, over in France, they were all, the people in Green Bay are so rude. It made a difference.
Yeah.
I kind of like the fact that they, after the game, none of those Packer fans had anything to say.
No. And Aaron Rodgers. Now, Aaron Rodgers did. Aaron Rodgers had something to say. Yeah, because it'd been, what, since 1991? So he's already in a bad mood. You know, they lose
Read
to the
my
Lions.
Lips. No Lions victories for 100 years.
So Aaron Rodgers takes it out on the fan that yelled, Muslims suck.
Yeah, I think it's important to do things like that. We're a connected world, you know, 6 degrees of separation. I must admit, though, I was very disappointed with whoever the fan was who made a comment that I thought was really inappropriate during the moment of silence. It's that kind of prejudicial ideology that I think puts us in the position that we're in today as a world.
Yep.
I agree with him. I think it's completely disrespectful, even if you don't freaking believe it. Just shut the fuck up. But I think 6 degrees of separation says a lot, because that's also his name for his offensive line.
The whole Muslim suck thing, this is a few people.
Right.
And just to make a blanket statement like that's ridiculous. All right, I'm sorry.
It is ridiculous. And it takes small minds. You know. And even if you do think that, then just shut up when it's of a moment of silence, for God's sakes. You know?
Yeah. I know what these people are thinking, but guess what, folks? Not all Muslims are Middle Eastern. I can say that. I mean, hell, Muhammad Ali was a Muslim. Mike Tyson's a Muslim.
So is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yes. You know.
Yeah. And you know what? They were going to let Mike Tyson be a Muslim, but he couldn't say it.
I want to be part of Islam.
They were like, you cannot spit on us.
But I want to be a Muslim. I can do the ululations and whatnot. Do my prayers to Mecca.
Yeah, what?
I can't.
I'm sorry.
Did you hear those people in Green Bay? They deserve a bombing. We will teach them whose God is the most kind and gentle. We will bomb the shit out of them.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that is unbelievable. Well, no, it's not. It's not unbelievable because of Taoism.
Yeah, it's dangerous, though. I'll tell you what, man. We're in dangerous times. I don't even feel like joking about it.
I know. Now, here is a fan. At least this fan got it right. They shouldn't have yelled out during the game. Actually, this happened at two different games. It happened at the Giants-Patriots game. And here's the one from the Cardinals-Seahawks game.
At this time, would you please stand and join in a moment of silent reflection for the victims, their families, and loved ones.
ISIS sucks. Woo! ISIS sucks.
Well, I mean, I think that's a given. You know, who doesn't know that? Who are you informing?
Yeah, he needed to tell us during a moment of silence in front of the whole stadium. He needed to let us know that.
ISIS is like, what? Did you hear what he said? Did you hear what he said? Somebody get my suicide vest. Do you hear what he said? He said we suck. No shit. What they should have had was a moment of silence to grieve for the chances to win the West for the Seahawks.
Oh, my God, man.
Hey, you know what? I always call them soft. I always call them pretenders. And they stood up, and they weren't soft, and they weren't pretenders for 2 years. And now they're soft, and they're pretenders.
Yeah, man, what is... I don't know.
What's up with them?
I mean...
They traded away one of their better offensive linemen for a tight end that they really didn't need.
Right.
And they're, you know, and now Wilson is getting pressured, and he's not got the room to do all the make-believe that he likes to do. I mean, it works sometimes.
I don't know that they didn't need him. I don't think they know how to use him.
Well, you've seen flashes of it. You've seen him hit him down the seam. You've seen him hit him with plays that he does it, but they don't do it enough. But I think the reason why is because they need help on the fucking offensive line, and a tight end is big and can stay in and try to help with the protection.
You lost a bunch of games. Seattle Seahawks. They sucked big fucking dick into a heaven.
I think that's the problem right
they
there.
They sucked big dick in 2015, yeah.
That's the problem, Tom. Seahawks. They're in the huddle sucking big dick.
What did
dick.
You say? Big cocks? I don't think so. Maybe little cocks. Seattle Seahawks.
Sucks. you sing it, Sully and Godsmack, if you missed last week's episode.
That's the problem. That he hit the problem right there on the head. I saw it on, actually, because HDTV shows everything. In the huddle sucking cock. And, you know, I say this about their offensive line, but wasn't it their big, bad, nasty defense that just gave up 39 points?
Yeah, what's that? What happened to the defense?
Well, what happened to the defense? But even still, they haven't been losing by that kind of margin.
Right.
The freaking Cardinals are nasty.
They're for real, man. You know,
they're gonna beat the Bengals.
Well, they were doing this last year before Palmer got hurt, right? They were like 9-0 or something.
Yeah.
You know, it's
Palmer, once he got really out of Cincinnati, he's been fine. Even in Oakland, he was fine. He just kept getting hurt up there. But with Arizona, he's got weapons and he knows how to use them. And, you know, a lot of people, they'll say, oh, well, you know, he didn't do shit while he was here. But at the same time, while he was there, that's when he was learning how to do stuff like what he's doing.
Right.
He's a veteran and he looks like it.
Yeah, absolutely.
They got weapons all over the damn field.
Cam Newton doesn't really look like a veteran to me just because of his celebrations. Now, I don't mind. Look, you want to celebrate touchdowns, that's fine. But why has he got to do this extravagant, dramatic first down pose every time he runs for a first down? I mean, come on.
I know. It gets tiresome. And this, what did I always tell you about Chris Carter? Why don't I like Chris Carter? Because, goddamn it, you made 15,000 first downs. You can act like it's not the first one every goddamn time. You know, and yeah, don't worry. This week, the Redskins are going to put a clamp down on that stuff, baby.
Oh, is that right?
Kirk Cousins is going to be unleashed. Unleashed, I say. We like that.
Here's Cam Newton talking about the celebrations.
I heard somebody say, you know, we're not going to allow you to do that. But, you know, I'm a firm believer. If you don't like me to do it, then
don't let me in. I just like doing it, man. You know, it's not, you know, to be boastful. And from the crowd's response, they like seeing it.
Well, there's one woman who doesn't like seeing it, John.
Always is.
Yes, she wrote an open letter to Cam Newton.
To Cam Newton. Does that mean anybody can add anything they want to it? Is that what an open letter is?
No, it means she put it out there openly in the public. It was in the Charlotte Observer, the newspaper, and she was reprimanding him for his not-so-family-friendly celebration after he scored a touchdown in the fourth quarter in front of her 9-year-old daughter.
Oh, that poor girl. That poor girl.
Yeah.
Something tells me that this lady is a fan of the other team.
I don't know. It's the Charlotte Observer. I don't know if she is or not.
Probably.
Where was the game?
It was in it was in Tennessee.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm...
Well, that explains it.
Yeah. Well, okay. Here's what it said. You're going to love this. This is what the letter said. The chest puffs, the pelvic thrusts, the arrogant struts, and the in-your-face taunting of both the Titans players and fans. We saw it all. I refuse to believe you don't realize you are a role model. My daughter started asking questions. Won't he get in trouble for doing that? Is he trying to make people mad? Does he know he looks like a spoiled brat? Keep in mind, is a 9-year-old girl saying this stuff? All right, I don't know about that. But she continues with, I didn't have great answers for her, and honestly, in an effort to minimize your negative impact, I redirected her attention to the cheerleaders. I could tell she was still thinking about it as we boarded a shuttle back to our car, and she said, I guess he doesn't have kids or a mom at home watching.
Oh, I guess he doesn't have a mom.
I didn't think what he did was that big a deal anyway. The dance, the celebration on the touchdown, go ahead. That's fine. You scored a touchdown, do your dance. That's fine. I got no problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we see that, you know, I mean, God, man, if a guy gets a sack, he's got a celebration. You know what I mean?
Of course, even if they're getting blown out like Jadeveon Clowney did.
Right.
I just don't like all that thrusting, Tom. My 9-year-old daughter saw it and started freaking her own self. I've never seen anything like it.
Oh, my God.
I don't want my daughter seeing these things. He's grindy, Tom.
Jeez.
He's so arrogant with his chesty puffs, jockstrap butt waving in your face with those tight white pants and the big giant bulges and... My God, she gets so hot and bothered that she had to go take a shower.
Oh, that's a little creepy, man. A little creepy right there. But here, Greg Olsen made a great point after the game. This is what he said.
He's a fun-loving guy. He enjoys playing the game. He enjoys celebrating. He's going to get up. He's going to do his little dance. It's hard for us to wrap our heads why it's a big deal that he can't do it. But, you know, I watched the Monday night game last night, and every guy who makes a tackle has a 15-second celebration or, you know, a sack dance, and a guy's rubbing his belly or shaking his hips. We've had quarterback celebrations turn into commercials. So now all of a sudden when Cam does it, it's an issue.
Yeah, how about discount double check? That's a friggin', oh my God, look at that. It's, you know.
It definitely draws attention to the groin area.
It does. John, you know what it is? You know what it is.
I know what it is. That Aaron Rodgers is cute.
It's because Cam's black, John.
It is Tennessee and Carolina, no matter how much they try to hide it. We just can't have them thrusting on TV. All the young white girls will be running off with them. And not just the fat ones.
It's racist.
No, I don't know about that. I think this little girl may have been completely flustered and thrown by the fact that this person was having an athletic competition, and he scored, and he's undefeated, and he's doing great, and they look like they're going to freaking romp over everybody. And her mother is too stupid to be able to explain it to her as to that's what it is, darling. He's just excited because he's winning big.
You know what? Here's the thing, is I don't think her daughter said anything. I think she's a bitter, poor sport whose team got beat.
I think she was in the shower.
Whose team got beat, and she didn't like it. Right. So she decided she's going to make it about her 9-year-old. I mean, come on. I don't believe for a second that her 9-year-old daughter said, does he know he looks like a spoiled brat?
She didn't even write it. Her husband wrote it to get back at Cam Newton because his wife yelled out Cam while he was trying to have sex with her.
Ah, there it is. All right. And on that note.
That's right there.
And on that note, we'll be back after the break.
Now, to present tonight's top 10 list from your Dallas Cowboys 6-time Pro Bowler, Terrell Owens. Ladies and gentlemen, Terrell, come on up.
right. Thank you very much for being here, Terrell. Terrell Owens, Advice for Kids. Here we go, number 10.
It's not whether you win or lose. It's how crazy smooth you look playing the game.
That's right. Number 9.
Get into a line of work that includes cheerleaders.
Yes, sir. Number 8.
Of course, look good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Number 7.
Smell good.
Mm-hmm, sure. Number 6.
Election day is just around the corner. Be sure to get out and vote.
Good advice. All as last week, but always good advice. Number 5.
On or off the field, play it safe and wear a cup.
Yep, I'm wearing one now. Number 4.
Don't hassle the Hoff.
What? What does that mean? Number 3.
Listen to me. Do not cry during a press conference.
Yeah, that's good. Don't do that. No. All right.
It's my quarterback.
Number 2.
There ain't a damn thing to do in Green Bay.
Yep. Here now, the number 1 piece of advice from Terrell Owens. Number 1.
Show up to practice every day unless you're renegotiating.
There you go.
VOTech. VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
Bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang. Try and stop it. Bang, bang. Here I come. Bang. You want to throw sometime? Bang. This is the Manny Pacquiao who has dominated boxing for the past 3 years. Bang. Bang, 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 bang.
And when Pacquiao...
You want to throw back? Bang. Keep coming. Bang, bang.
Shot me down.
Bang, bang.
I hit the ground.
Bang, bang.
That awful sound.
Bang, bang.
I must have been crazy.
Bang, bang.
What is that sound? I gave you my all and you shot me down.
I shot the sheriff.
Bang, bang, bang.
But I did not shoot the deputy.
He wore black and I wore white. He would always win the fight.
Bang, bang!
He shot me down.
Bang, bang!
I hit the ground.
Bang, bang!
That awful sound.
And you, pretty chitty.
Bang, bang, chitty, chitty. Bang, bang.
We love you. And then, chitty, chitty.
Bang, bang,
chitty, chitty.
Bang, bang.
What we'll do, near, far, in a motor car. Oh, what a happy time we'll spend.
Bang, bang.
Chitty, chitty,
bang, bang.
Our fine four-fender friend.
Hi, this is Sergeant Worker.
Sergeant Smith.
From the 454.
And you're listening to John and Tom.
Bang Radio Hour.
Ow!
Again with that left hand. She's tagging Ronda. Wow, wow, wow. This is incredible. Never have we seen this. Beautiful.
Can she?
Beautiful. She's hurt.
Is in trouble.
She's hurt. Hey!
That was brutal, man. That was freaking brutal.
Right.
Yeah.
If you don't know what that was, UFC 193, Ronda Rousey, undefeated Ronda Rousey, the fighting world's darling, now movie star, perfect 12-0 record, beats every opponent in less than a minute, sometimes in less than 15 seconds.
14 seconds was the one before that, yeah.
Oh, my God, got dominated. Knocked the fuck out.
Sent to the... I mean, that was dangerous what happened to her. She got pummeled over and over again. The one thing I liked about this, because I'm not a fan of this kind of fighting, because I think a lot of times they just roll around on the floor and it looks like something I could see in a bar.
Oh, now easy, easy.
These people were... She was drilling her with fists, man. I mean, bam!
Well, I mean, you know, Holly... She's a professional boxer. That's what she does. Yeah.
You could tell. Boxer gets their hands out in front of them like that, man. And she had those Rousey never got close to her on those. I mean, the biggest shots were from downtown.
And you know what they say, man, never chase a boxer. And that's what she, Ronda was chasing her all over the ring. Couldn't get her down, couldn't take her down. Mm-hmm. I mean, just forget it. Did nothing to her. Didn't even give her a fight.
Nope. Not much. Got to stay in there for two rounds and then got, I mean, severely beaten. Severely beaten. Criminally beaten.
Yeah. Rhonda sent out an Instagram on Sunday, said, I just wanted to thank everyone for the love and support. I appreciate the concerns about my health, but I'm fine. As I had mentioned before, I am going to take a little bit of time off, but I'll be back. And now she's taking time off, John. Mm-hmm. And she had to take 2 months off. That was a medical suspension, which they do for all concussions.
Right.
She's not even allowed to have, you know, contact, not even practice, nothing. She's not allowed to do anything. But again, she was going to take time off after this fight anyway, because she's going to go make a movie. Mm-hmm. You know, she was in the Expendables 3, you know, with Stallone and all those guys.
Hey, you know, you're always doing good when you're in a whatever 3 with Stallone. Hey, I don't remember my line, but we've done this twice before. So
I do want to see Creed. That looks really good.
Creed looks all right. It looks all right.
I definitely want
to go see the new
that.
James Bond movie. I just haven't had time to get out to see it.
I can't even keep up with James Bond anymore.
Well, I mean, you just sit there and watch. That's all you got to do.
Anyway, so she's going to be the star of a movie, John.
Oh, she's going to be the star.
She's going to be the star. Now, you don't know what the movie is, do you?
No, I have no idea.
Oh my God. I don't even know how to tell you this.
How about use your words, Tom? Point to the doll where Ronda Rousey violated you.
It's a remake. They're remaking a movie with her as the star, and she's playing the part that in the original was played by a guy.
Okay, she's not in the new Ghostbusters with crap all over?
Oh
way,
no.
Is she?
No, good. No, John. She will be starring. All right.
Okay.
In a remake of a movie with a guy that.
It's like talking to a diva lover here. Come on, spit it out.
With a guy that you thought would be bigger.
I thought would be bigger? Was he in some kind of a magazine layout or something? Dan Pastorino.
No, just because of what he does. That's what they tell him in the movie. They say it to him several times in the movie. I thought you'd be bigger.
Oh, I have no idea. I can't remember. I don't know. Movie trivia? I don't know. Tom Cruise, because he's always so damn short.
Dalton. We're talking about Dalton. Dalton, I thought you'd be bigger. Roadhouse.
Oh, no, I don't even know. You know, the only time I ever watched Roadhouse was when I was trying to get laid. That's it. It's like a G-tape. It's because he wants to bang that chick that he sent him with. Or if you see somebody with a Journey tape way back in the day, it's because he's for the women.
Come on. Seriously, it's Roadhouse. Are you kidding? It's a movie you stop and watch.
It's Patrick Swayze, who really was one of the worst.
Yeah, well, guess what? He's not in this one. This time it's going to be Ronda Rousey in his role.
I don't see the difference. It's still a girl that can fight.
I know.
Fucking pretty boy trying to be Mr. Bouncer. I'm sorry. I never liked any of Patrick Swayze's movies. To me, he's like, he's not even as good as Keanu Reeves.
Oh, come on.
Keanu Reeves is fine until he talks.
Come on, Point Break's a classic, man. Come on.
All right.
It's just funny that both Patrick Swayze and Keanu Reeves are in Point Break.
I know.
Dude, you look good. Oh, thank you. You look good, too. Thank you.
I am an FBI agent.
Oh, shit.
You know, obviously, Ronda's going to have a rematch with Holly. That's definitely going to happen. You have to have it. So she's going to go beat Dalton in Roadhouse. And instead of walking up and everybody saying to her, I thought you'd be bigger, everybody's going to walk up to her and go, I thought you'd have a penis.
Yeah, what's the matter there? Right. Wait, you're not a Jenner, are you? Hey, sorry. That was wrong of me. She's obviously, he's so courageous. I don't know what it is.
All right. Yeah, whatever. He looks like a freak. I'm sorry, but
he is a freak.
Anyway, let's move on to this. You know, after last week, I thought maybe we'd be doing a Cowboys free show. I was going to try to do an entire show without the Cowboys.
No.
But then what do? You go and find this friggin' rant, and it's like, okay, we got to play this.
Yeah, Diamond Joe sent that over to us. That's freaking great, this thing. And you know, when you lose seven in a row and you're the Dallas Cowboys, we absolutely cannot leave it alone.
Right. Okay, so something that kind of gives some fuel to this rant, Greg Hardy, imagine we're going to mention his name again. He's late to a team meeting. And so they asked Jason Garrett about it, and here's what Garrett had to say.
If the behavior continues to persist, at some point you say, okay, we have to do something here. But we'll take care of each individual case. You know, we'll look at those things and decide what's best for our football team and try to uphold the standards that we have for our team and everything we do every day.
Oh, my God. Major analysis about a guy who was late to a team meeting.
And if it continues to happen, I'm just going to really have to go bang on Mr. Jones's door and ask him to please see if he could maybe ask his kid to do something about
exactly.
It. From what they told me, I didn't see nothing.
From what they said, I didn't see anything.
Hey, Tom, when you was in my private elevator, did you see the button that goes right up his ass? I got a private box right up right up Garrett's ass there. I can move him around like my own little goddamn robot.
Jesus.
I can see now while Dez Bryant is yelling at Dalrymple, Dalrymple's going, look, you don't understand. We really can't do anything around here. Yeah. We're just glad to collect a paycheck every week. We don't have any power at all.
Unbelievable.
Probably Jones is sitting there, Garrett, one of them's in there yelling, go get him. Get him out of the face of the goddamn media.
All right, so is it Norm
Hitzkus?
Hitzkus,
I guess.
Hitzkus.
Hitzkus.
He's on KTCK Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket in Dallas, which I'd listened to while I was there. And he's been there for
name dropper.
He's been Jesus. I didn't listen. I don't know that I listened to him. I listened to that radio station.
I listened to it while I was there.
But, yeah, he goes off on a rant, and that's where, oh, God, what was his name, John?
Oh, I don't know. Billy, Ed, Jim,
no.
Frank.
Oh, stop. Just stop.
Bruce, I don't know.
Oh, Randy Galloway. Remember Randy Galloway?
Oh.
Baghdad.com.
Yeah, he called us Baghdad.com, and my name was, what, Ernie or some shit?
I don't know, but he referred to your team as...
The Dog-Butted Skins.
Yes.
Right.
Baghdad.com.
Right. Yeah, that was us.
Yeah, he was on. I was or still is on that station. I don't know. He's probably as old as this guy, Norm.
He retired.
Norm is 71 years old, John.
Oh, boy, we're going to get a Grandpa Simpson rant here.
Oh, man, yeah, and you can tell with his choice of words in several instances. I thought he was going to say, I'm going to take you out behind the woodshed, Sonny. I swear I was waiting for him to say that. But, yeah, he's very upset with Jerry and the Cowboys, and I cut this down. It was like 6 minutes long. I wasn't going to play the whole thing, so you're just getting the best of it.
And I wish to go off on this football team.
All right, go off, Norm.
If you enjoy being laughed at, Jerry, then revel in it. Climb right into the spotlight and revel in it. Your team is now the most ridiculous team in the National Football League. All the commentators, they're laughing at you. They're watching you unravel in public.
What, Jerry?
Listen, I just want to go ahead and say that people pay $150 a seat for the cheap ones to come in and laugh at me. So who's the laugher right now, boy?
It's like a circus. Step right up, ladies and gentlemen, and watch the Dallas Cowboys unravel right before your eyes. Look at them in the locker room, fighting and screaming. Look at them on social media. Look how they look like they don't give a damn on the field. Look at a coach that you have castrated.
Hey, you got to give the fans what they want, you know. And, hey, you really think we got a circus going on? You should go up to New England. They got everything. They got offense and defense, and they got special teams, and they got penalties, and they got a locker room up there, and they got tunnels for the players to come in, and they got referees and to flip coins before the game and everything like that. That's a party.
At some point, doesn't your soul hurt, Jerry? Doesn't it hurt? Keep giving guys like Josh Brent and Joseph Randall and Greg Hardy and ad nauseum chances to play again, and they laugh at you, they take your money, and they shoot you a freaking finger every week?
Well, I got a couple things to say about that. Joseph Randall's going to be found floating off of an oil rig in a couple of weeks, and ain't nobody going to know anything but say maybe me and you, right? And I don't know anybody named Ad Nauseam, so.
Where the hell is your soul, Jerry? Where the hell is it? Do you not care that everybody laughs like crazy at your football team? It's one thing to lose. It's another thing to lose when you've also sacrificed your damn soul. No one in charge of it, because the man who's supposedly in charge of it has no right to discipline. Get your butt down in locker room, Jerry, and you discipline.
I'm in the locker room all the dang time. What are you, paying attention to nothing down here? First you tell me that I castrate my coach, and then you say, I got to get down the locker room. Well, where do you think you castrate your coach? You castrate him in the goddamn locker room. You go right down there, you hold him down like he's a goddamn calf, and you cut them things right off with a goddamn pair of bolt cutters.
You go locker to locker and tell Cole Beasley, shove that phone as far up as it goes, baby. You're off Twitter.
Cole's funny looking.
You're off Twitter.
I'm going to go locker to locker till I find that little Beasley fella.
Oh, you know, that is one of the things that cracks me up more than anything is when people get on this kick of, well, they're losing because their players are on social media.
Look, as far as I know, social media is what I used to call video dating or pornography in the modern lexicon. Other than that, I don't know what a tweet is or a twat is or anything like that. If it's wet, I'm fine. I'm with it.
Well, here's one thing I know for sure. Twitter did not break Dez Bryant's foot, and Twitter did not break Tony Romo's collarbone. All right? Twitter has nothing to do with any of this.
Well, that's not necessarily true. Dez has a particularly heavy telephone, and he dropped it on his foot while he was at practice.
It's fucking ridiculous. Anyway, let's continue with this idiot.
And Dez, you do that again, and we are going to have a serious monetary talk, pal.
Oh, a monetary talk. Let me take you out back, mister. We're going to talk
right more. Behind the shed.
And I don't care if I have to discipline you or Hardy or name it. Pick anybody else who steps out of line. I can lose without you guys.
Oh, my God.
We've gone through losing seasons before, but this is an embarrassment.
It's Brandon
the
Weeden.
The whole league looks at you, and they're laughing at you. This isn't a seven-game losing streak. This is a surrender of your freaking soul.
Well, you know,
Jesus.
I got to tell you, that's the going rate for a soul these days, is a seven-game losing streak. That's what I sold it for.
Man.
This is stupid. I mean, it's it's one thing to be pissed off at your team, but you got to put a little context in it.
Right.
And if you lose your starting quarterback and your starting wide receiver, you're not going to be nearly as good as you think you were.
God, of course not. It's just
as simple as that.
I know. It's just dumb. Again, that's what I'm saying.
You shouldn't lose seven in a row. That's pretty freaking sorry.
Well, when you
I love how, dude, this week they are playing it up like Tony Romo's going to come in and save the day.
What's he going to do? Win seven in a row? He's going to go beat the Panthers. He's going to be the only team to beat the Panthers. This Cowboys team with Tony Romo is not going to beat the Panthers. You know,
the first place team has five losses.
They got to go to Buffalo. They got to play the Jets still. I mean, this team is not going to win seven in a row.
They're going to win this weekend in Miami. And the reason I say that is because every week when I say the Cowboys are going to win this week, they fucking lose.
Oh, I see.
So they're winning in Miami, baby.
Oh, you just want it even worse, huh?
Dude, I'll tell you what. Watching the way that Miami beat Philly last week was freaking sweet. I got to tell you. I wish I would have thought about it on Monday morning, but I was too busy. I was going to run audio on Philly radio and see if I could catch some real pissed off Philadelphians about how that game went down.
Well, the good thing about this, John, is we're going to get a higher draft pick.
Yay.
Although, I'll tell you right now, we're getting one of those running backs. We're either getting Ezekiel Elliott, or we're getting Henry from Alabama, or we're getting Leonard Fournette. But one of those three running backs will be a Cowboy next year.
I don't think Fournette's within the three-year rule. I don't think he can come out. I think he's in Maurice Clarett
land. Oh, is that right? Is this right? Only? Oh, okay. I didn't realize that.
I think Fournette has to wait till at least next year.
I would be so happy to get Zeke in Dallas. That would be friggin' incredible.
You got to have a guy named Zeke in Dallas. Hell, every other guy in the place is named Zeke.
Right.
You call a handoff to Zeke, there's 10,000 guys coming out of the goddamn stand.
All right. Got just a couple minutes left here, and I did want to bring this up because we've always been big fans.
Defeat is not an option.
Right.
Duh. Right. Winning.
Yeah.
Right. Big fan, my foot.
Sorry, my life is so much more bitching than yours.
Yeah, your life's more bitching than mine, Charlie. You're right. So Charlie Sheen came out and said that he was HIV positive. Worst kept secret of the past month.
What a shock, really, that all of his lifestyle caught up to him and paid him in the end. And probably quite literally.
Yeah.
So he slept with a lot of people while he was HIV positive. He made commercials driving around his house in a Fiat with a bunch of hot women that are probably now wondering whether or not they should have sat in that car.
Well, he was asked if he had unprotected sex.
Have you had unprotected sex on any occasion since your diagnosis?
Yes, but the two people that I did that with were under the care of my doctor, and they were completely warned ahead of time.
Oh, my God. They were under the care of my doctor.
Wow.
Listen, we're going to have sex, but as soon as you're done, my doctor here is going to stick all kinds of stuff up and vacuum you out. He's going to sit here by the bed monitoring everything as we go along.
Oh, man. And you know who he's...
Careful, Charlie. Not so vigorous. Not so vigorous.
You can hear who he's talking to, right? It's on the Today Show.
Oh, he's talking to Matt Lauer.
Yes. Right? Yes.
Yeah, Matt Lauer, who's got a brain the size of a potato chip.
Right. Now Matt's going to ask him why he kept doing this.
You kept bringing these unsavory types...
Which is my part.
...to your house.
Which is my part.
Unsavory types. He's an unsavory type. You need to get fumigated as soon as you leave his fucking company. What if they let Al Roker do this interview? How much better would that have been? Hey, I got a secret, too. I pooped my pants in the White House. And I didn't tell anybody either. And then me and Matt Lauer went and got a massage in a Russian bathhouse. Oh, shit. And I bet you nobody remembers that. Oh, yeah, they probably do. That's not too... That wasn't too long ago. If you're new to the show, you got to go back and listen to the older ones on the page.
You kept bringing these unsavory types...
Which is my part.
...to your house.
Which is my part.
Why would you make the same mistake over and over again?
Because I was so depressed by the condition that I was in that I wasn't... I was doing a lot of drugs. I was drinking way too much, and I was making really bad decisions.
Man, Jesus, why?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, my God.
I thought she was a goddess. You should see her in her movie. She's got four dicks in her ass. She's a goddess. I can't figure out how I got sick.
Yeah, one of those goddesses, Bree Olson. She was on the Howard Stern Show talking about this. Oh, my God. Listen to this.
He's my live-in boyfriend. And again, like... Stupid on me for not us both getting tested, but I feel a lot of people make this mistake. You have a live-in boyfriend. What's the chances that you...
And you kind of trust him. He cares about me.
Yes. You know, what's the chances that you both really went and got tested before doing a move-in, live-in situation with one another?
Does he owe you a phone call today, to say, Bree, I'm sorry?
I don't want it.
If he called up, he said, hey, this is Charlie. Look, Bree.
I would say, you.
Right.
Is what I would say. And hang up the phone.
Wow. Must really suck being you right now.
Yeah, he's just my live-in boyfriend. He's not like it's any of my work boyfriends. You know, and who would have thought that somebody that fucks for a living might get fucking AIDS?
Oh, remember when Charlie said this?
You will die, your face will melt off, and your children will weep over your exploded body.
We didn't know he meant if you had sex with him.
No shit.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, but hey, you know, you're under the care of his doctor. You're not going to melt right away.
Tired of pretending like I'm not special.
Yeah, you're special all right, Charlie. You're real special now. Oh, my God.
Are they going to bring him up on charges?
Well, we don't, you know, see, here's the thing. Do you know why he made this announcement? Do you know why? I mean, you know, because there was nothing out there that said, Charlie, you know, I mean.
Right, he needed, yeah, he's got publicity. There's no such thing as bad publicity.
No. There's a very, you don't understand, John. He has been blackmailed for millions of dollars.
Oh, really? I don't follow TMZ or any of this shit. Tell me the story, Tom. What happened to Charlie Sheen?
Well,
blackmail?
Well, when women he had been with found out that he was HIV positive, they said, you need to give me a lot of money or I'm going to tell everybody that you're HIV positive. So, and he finally got tired of it, you know?
So he paid.
He was paying money, and he got tired of paying the money, so he said, fuck it. You know what? I'm just going to let the whole world know myself, and then I don't have to give anybody any more money. Here's what he said about that.
I've paid those people, not that many, but enough to where it has depleted the future.
How many people have you paid?
And, enough to bring it into the millions. What people forget is that's money they're taking from my children.
Right. And who cares if I gave you AIDS? Don't mess with my kids.
Right.
Who cares if I wrecked your life?
Right.
Don't mess with my kids.
Right.
Fuck this guy, man. He's the biggest narcissist in Hollywood.
He is.
I think they should throw charges at him.
You all suffer from Sheena's envy.
No, I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. Ooh. He looks bad, too, man. He looks like a serious AIDS patient. He doesn't look like a healthy HIV patient that's been getting all his medicines like Magic Johnson. Which is not a nickname you can give to Charlie Sheen.
All right. Next week, Reevesy, want an intro. Tillyard, need an update on the Pick'em and the Eliminator games.
The Eliminator.
We need those. All right?
Please.
Please.
Tuesday, if you can.
Obviously.
Because you never know.
Obviously, you don't have to do anything you don't want to. But, man, it sure would be nice. People miss you guys.
Oh, wait. Next week's Thanksgiving.
Well, there you go. You got 2 weeks to get us an intro for show 266 and... what are we going into here? Week 11? Is that where we're headed into?
Week 11.
I think.
How did you like the green and red uniforms? The Thursday night uniforms. How do you like them?
I don't know. They look, like you said, it was like, is it Christmas?
I thought it was, I kind of liked it. I called it the Jolly Rancher Bowl.
It was all right.
Yeah. Yeah. Sour apple lost to cherry. But, yeah, I thought it was kind of neat. I didn't like the fact that the Bills wore red. They should wear blue. I don't know why they didn't want to do that. But I guess... it would have been cool if, like, the green uniforms would have been, like, green screen and the Jets disappeared. You just saw, like, arms and helmets and shit running around.
Yeah, it was like a couple of M&Ms out there. You know, Christmas M&Ms playing football on a field. So.
Yeah, they did. They did. This week, the Titans and the Jaguars, which is basically the NFL saying, fuck you. Well, you'll watch whatever we put up there.
Seriously. I will, because there are fantasy points going around in that game, let me tell you what. Yes.
I got Bortles. But, the Jaguars uniforms look like baby poop. If you've ever had a baby, you've seen this in the tub.
Yes, as a matter of fact, they do.
They look the same exact color. Either that or they're sponsored by Golden Spicy Brown Mustard.
All right, we'll do it again next time.
Later.
Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater. Your rings are a lie. You back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
So, the kids have asked for a HAPPY meal. You know what that means, right? Big Mac for you. Winner! Just imagine their little faces. But wait, don't say yes just yet. You're the boss. You make the calls around here. Show them your thinking face. No, not your thinking of a Big Mac face. Give them some mmms, ahs, some let me sees. Right, dramatic pause. You're ready. Go ahead. Make your day. Sorry, their day.
Happy meal. Win-win. Served after 10:30 a.m., except in selected restaurants which will serve this from 11 a.m.